This session from the Adelaide Festival of Ideas 2009 was recorded by Radio Adelaide through the support of the Barsmith Library, University of Adelaide, the University of South Australia Library and Flinders University Library.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you and let us acknowledge and respect the fact that we're on Kaurna land. This is the 10th anniversary of the Adelaide Festival of Ideas. I wanted to call it something different. I wanted to call it the orgasm of ideas, but I was overruled by the Premier. It coincides, as you probably know, with the running of the bulls in Spain, where they let loose these large horned creatures who charge up and down narrow village streets and do their best to kill people. What we do here is we release dangerous ideas which run up and down the streets of Adelaide and come charging into these distinguished venues. And ideas, as history tells us, are much more dangerous than bulls. Tonight's session will go out as a radio program on Monday around Australia and the world. It will involve a panel discussion with extraordinary people, and we'll have a bit of a chat, and then it will be open for you and the audience to contribute or interrogate. We are devoting this festival, we are honouring at this festival a truly remarkable human being, Frank Fenner, who, by any measure, is a great South Australian and a great Australian, a great international citizen. I understand that the new Prime Minister, the comparatively new Prime Minister, is, as we speak, having a session with His Holiness where he's pushing the barrow of Mary MacKillop, a South Australian saint, or a saint to be. With the power that's not invested in me, I intend to make the following announcement. As of tonight, Frank Fenner is a secular saint. And I didn't discuss this with the Premier, but I'm sure he won't mind. But not only that, he has saved literally millions and millions of lives. He is not very popular with rabbits. His work on Mixo didn't do the rabbit population any good at all, and he is not terribly popular with the malarial mosquito. And there are certain recalcitrant viruses who don't like him at all. But what this guy did, not alone, but working with an extraordinary team, but what he did was wipe out smallpox. I mean, what an amazing thing that we're in the same room as the bloke that did that. I'm not going to go through his infinitely complex and splendid bio notes. We managed to get his ASIO file and it's reproduced in the program. But I have to tell you that although he's in his mid-90s, Frank remains as bright as a button. He's still totally intellectually engaged. Oh, and he's also, his delightful young sister is with him tonight. She's only 92. I reckon they're both going to kick on and get the telegram from Buckingham Palace. Now, you don't get telegrams now. You get, what do you get? You get emails, presumably. And I think Queen Elizabeth, and she'll still be there. Those Windsors live forever. He'll get the email from Queen Elizabeth. They both will in due course. That's another problem, of course. Because the Windsors live so long, we will still be a monarchy because the Prime Minister has said we won't change to republic until HM is no longer with us. But I'm being distracted here. So, Frank, it is a great privilege for us to be able to honour you with our little festival, and you honour the festival by being with us here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Fenner.
This session from the Adelaide Festival of Ideas 2009 was recorded by Radio Adelaide through the support of the Barsmith Library, University of Adelaide, the University of South Australia Library and Flinders University Library.